237.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello to all you listeners all over America as we look over the news that's happened in the week. Jim Brown here. Glad to have you join us this morning. We're obviously going to talk about the terrible tragedy up in the small Connecticut town. In the second hour today, we'll have several guests on. We'll analyze exactly what happened and maybe the reaction that you and I should have in dealing with our children, how we talk to our kids, and bringing up the whole gun control issue again. That's going to be in the news, and so we're going to talk about in the second hour. Right now, there is, you know, if you know much about New Orleans, it's got to be the most dysfunctional city in America, probably the most charming city in America, highest murder rate down there. There seems to be always some major crisis that is just tearing that city apart. My heart goes out to them. One of the big crises is right now the U.S. attorney, the longest serving U.S. attorney in America, has just resigned. And it raises all kinds of questions about what the heck is going on the federal level as well as the state level. Joining me right now is Hans von Spakovsky. He's with the Heritage Foundation. Hans has been on our show before talking about voter fraud, and he's got some thoughts on this New Orleans situation. Glad to have him on the show today. Hans, welcome to our show. Glad you joined us.
Well, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Can you put in perspective, this is not a local issue when U.S. attorneys get involved in all this turmoil down there. It could happen in New Orleans. It could happen anywhere. But what's your thoughts on the complete disruption of the judicial system down in New Orleans?
Well, it unfortunately once again shows the corruption inside the Holder Justice Department. I mean, the U.S. attorney resigned because several lawyers in his office were found to have been posting anonymous blogs during an ongoing trial, prosecution being conducted by that office. And that is both unethical, unprofessional, and they may have engaged in potentially criminal conduct because there were also leaks of materials like a grand jury proceeding. That is extremely serious.
Well, not only that, from the news reports I've seen, that these are federal prosecutors. Now, we had all kinds of problems on the state level, but these are federal prosecutors that maybe they're located.
SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been a shooting at a mall in Portland, Oregon this evening.
One witness at the Clackamas Town Center told television station KATU at least two people were shot and he saw sheets placed over them. Another witness told the station she saw people screaming and parents grabbing their children as they fled the mall. The witness said the gunman had a rifle and was wearing a camouflage outfit and a mask. Another witness said ambulances were arriving at the scene.
SRN's Bernie Bennett reporting. Entrances to the mall have been blocked off by police. At least one person is dead, and according to police, the shooter has been neutralized. Also at SRNnews.com, the Illinois Attorney General says she won't appeal a state appeals court ruling in favor of two pharmacists who objected to being forced to provide emergency contraception on religious grounds. Luke Vanderbleek, a pharmacist who refused to fill prescriptions for the morning after pill, says doing so would violate his religious conviction.
I absolutely resist being indentured into a procedure where I'm going to be part of the termination of life.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan wrote the Illinois Supreme Court last week saying she wouldn't appeal. Madigan wrote that her office decided not to pursue further review. Europe's biggest bank, HSBC, says it is paying $1.9 billion in penalties to settle a U.S. money laundering probe. Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer says drug cartels laundered $881 million through HSBC.
HSBC is being held accountable for stunning failures of oversight and worse. that led the bank to permit narcotics traffickers and others to launder hundreds of millions of dollars.
The British bank said in a statement Tuesday that the settlement involves a deferred prosecution agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice. The bank won't be prosecuted if it meets certain conditions, such as strengthening internal controls to prevent money laundering. On Wall Street, it up by 79 points. This is SRN News.
Coast to coast, we often broadcast live from various locations throughout the country. This week, we're at our flagship station, 1150 WJBO in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, my hometown. But we'll be coast to coast coming up in the fall. Lots of interesting shows as we do regional review of what's happening in your part of the country. Focus right now as we wind down to this presidential campaign, and I'm not just a political show at all if you're new listeners to you. We're going to talk today about cooking good popcorn, about you name it. We're going to cover the gamut on the Common Sense Show. But with the presidential election winding down, there are some very legitimate questions being asked right now about just realistically.
Hey, we apologize about the technical break. One of the fun things about this is I do this show all over the country, and it's wonderful to be able to come into your part of the country and talk about the show and talk about what's happening in your area. I've done these shows in North Carolina, California, Colorado, you name it. Every now and then, though, there's a little technical breakdown, and we had that function right now. We're back live, and we're going to get right on the show here shortly, our guest, Hans Stavanowski from the Heritage Foundation, talking about the criminal justice system and the checks and balances. The problem that we have all over the country is that they don't seem to have the checks and balances. There's a very aggressive group of prosecutors that do their job well. But we also have example after example that we talked about on this program that crossed the line. And look, I don't care what your profession is. If you're a teacher, if you're a lawyer, if you're an engineer, you're going to have a certain portion of people within your ranks that are going to be bad apples. That's just nothing to control that. We're in a country of 330 million people, and you're going to have things that slip through the cracks, and you're going to have some people that don't meet the needs. The point we're making on the show today and talking to the Heritage Foundation, which is a major think tank out of Washington, D.C., fairly conservative, more Republican-oriented, although I take the idea I'm a common-sense person. I'm not a Republic-don't or a Democant, that I'm more libertarian and trying to put in perspective things that work for us. Well, it looks like the criminal justice system in the federal level now has got a lot of problems that are causing a breakdown in fairness. We talked before about Senator Ted Stevens up in Alaska, where a lot of exculpatory information that would have found him innocent was hidden from him by the prosecutors. We've talked about any number of examples in Texas, and of course down in New Orleans, we're focusing on that today, to where there's been so much prosecutorial misconduct on both the state and local level. And as a consequence, and we understand to some degree the state level, you know, it seems like you have a lot more fraud there. At least we thought so. But now we're having this bill so much within the federal prosecutorial system, in the federal courts, to where prosecutors seem to, you know, it's what's the movie's Prosecutors Gone Wild? I think it's Girls Gone Wild. In this case, Prosecutors Gone Wild, to where it's not a focus of their charge. Their charge is to find justice, to determine justice. But way too often, instead of finding justice, there's this gotcha mentality. We have these Wild West prosecutors who want to get another notch on their six gun. And that's just not in the public interest. We're trying to find justice during a very difficult time when it shouldn't be that hard. I wish things were more cut and dried. You do, too. We talked about these school shootings, the terrible things that happen out there with these school shootings, and finding justice there. I guess justice was found with a shooter who killed 20 little kids, shot himself. That's quick justice. But there's a lot of gray areas here to where often federal prosecutors and, of course, state prosecutors cross that line. We're talking about this morning. Come back, talk some more. In the second hour, we're going to talk at length about shootings, gun control, a whole variety of issues there that affect us. We also want to talk about this fiscal cliff. What does it mean to fall off the fiscal cliff? I'm not fully sure, but I'll give you my take on it. Jim Brown, our website's www. jimbrownusa.com. Check out our website. You'll have some fun things there. Hey, let's get a cup of coffee, and I'll come right back on the Common Sense Show.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Before a little technical problem, we were talking about prosecutorial misconduct. Prosecutors who work for the federal government, they're appointed by the attorney general, I guess appointed by the president, and how you would think there'd be some checks and balances. My guess is Hans von Spakovsky. He's with the Heritage Foundation, one of the premier think tanks in this country today. Hans, I'm sorry about getting cut off, but would you pick up on that? In your opinion, looking at it from your researchers of the Heritage Foundation, is prosecutorial misconduct on the upswing? Is there more of it? Do we just hear more about it? But this is not an isolated case. We can go right down the line with Senator Ted Stevens and a whole litany of issues to where in the past it was state prosecutors that were crossing the line, but now we've got more and more federal prosecutors crossing the line. What do you see on that from the nationwide perspective?
I think what it shows is that we have, frankly, one of the most politicized justice departments we've ever had. There's been just case after case after case of these kind of problems ever since Eric Holder took over. And nothing has been done to fix the problems that are clearly going on throughout the different areas of the Justice Department. And the fact that these lawyers in the Louisiana office, the U.S. Attorney's Office, thought there was nothing wrong with posting anonymous blogs, that were attacking the defense lawyers and the defendant in an ongoing case. I'm just shocked at that kind of behavior. And, I'm a veteran of the department. I just can't believe that was going on, and these lawyers thought there was nothing wrong with that.
And you even have the federal judge now who is referred to the public integrity section, the issue that the lawyers came into his courtroom and lied to him. He said, look, this is perjury. You're sitting there saying that you know nothing about it, and then it comes out 2 months later that not only did you know a lot about it, you were involved in the postings. That's the first assistant and the second assistant. And so, it goes beyond just trying to kind of get you anonymously, but now we've got allegations of perjury, not by the defense attorneys, but by the judge himself, a federal judge himself.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, Jan Mann, who was the chief first assistant, so this is the number two person in the U.S. Attorney's Office, when the judge found out about the anonymous blogging, that there were grand jury leaks, he called the U.S. attorney into his courtroom. Mann accompanied him, and Man, the person doing the anonymous blogging, was put in charge of investigating what was going on at the Justice Department because, of course, she didn't tell the judge that she was one of the anonymous bloggers.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. Hans, is it strictly, you can put it, and I agree with you about Eric Holder, the president's attorney general, who has so politicized the office. Is this just an individual problem? Do we as the public, the listening public out there, just have to keep their fingers crossed and hope and pray that the president puts a good attorney general in place? Are there other things we should do to put a system in place to where the office is not so politicalized like it obviously is right now? It's frustrating for the average person to say, look, they all agree this is wrong. Everybody agrees this is wrong. But do we just have to go out on a limb and just have a hope and a prayer that a good attorney general gets appointed? What happens when he or she gets out of line? Is there other checks and balances, I guess, I'm asking, that should be put in place?
That's really tough. I mean, look, the number one check and balance, of course, is the president. And that this president has expressed his confidence in the attorney general, has never criticized him for any of this misbehavior that has occurred in case after case. Look, the other thing that has to happen is Congress has to, particularly the House of Representatives, use its oversight capability to investigate what they're doing. But there again, we have seen this attorney general, with the help of the president, defy Congress. In the Fast and Furious investigation, they refused to turn over tens of thousands of documents to the point where the attorney general is held in contempt. And the president has said nothing except that he supports the attorney general in his actions. It's a very bad situation.
Yeah, and like you said, this came about in that gun case, very complicated case over in Texas, to where a federal agent was killed because of America putting guns into the hands of drug dealers over in Mexico, and the whole thing is just seems like it's so out of whack. And I appreciate you putting that in perspective. I mean, traditionally we kind of had confidence in the U.S. attorneys to kind of ride a herd over some of these prosecutors on the state level that just crossed the line. They're elected. Obviously, they're very political in most instances in terms of their election. The appointed prosecutor on the federal level is supposed to be the check and balance, the good guy, the guy in the white hat. We're sure seeing the reverse right now. Hans, before we go, tell me just brief, tell our listeners about the Heritage Foundation. We've had several guests from the Heritage Foundation, and it's a major think tank in this country that wells a great deal of influence. Just what is the Heritage Foundation?
It's the largest conservative based think tank in the country. We've got over 700,000 members, individual members spread out across the country, and we do everything we can to push the principles of limited government, you know, opportunity, liberty, freedom, at both the state level and particularly in Washington, where, as you know, we have a tough job these days.
Very much so. Well, I appreciate it. There's a website that if some of our listeners want to go get more information to, it's give us the website, the main website.
Sure.
For the Heritage Foundation.
It's very easy. It's www.heritage.org.
Good. Okay. Well, thanks for that perspective. As always, you're right on the money, and we appreciate you giving us a little time on your weekend. Have a good holiday, Hans. We look forward to talking to you again after the first of the year.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care. Take care. Yeah, interesting perspective on these U.S. attorneys. And let me say this about the Heritage Foundation. You know, I'm a libertarian. I want government just to stay out of here. I'm an independent. I want government off my back, and I don't play to one side or the other. The Heritage Foundation has given me some pretty good information, and we've had several guests that have worked with us on a variety of issues, and I do a cross-section of think tanks and ideas that come on both sides of the political perspective. But, again, it was kind of funny here in the seconds we have left before we take a break. The Heritage Foundation was the group that came up with Obamacare. It was their idea. And then they backtracked once the president got into the whole flow, and now they've switched sides. So sometimes they're not quite as consistent, but, hey, who in public life is consistent? Can you name anybody that is? I'm having a hard time doing so. Hard to keep that perspective and find anybody in public life who you can count on to be doctrinally consistent. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. We're here each week at this time. Our website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can go to that website and sign up for a weekly column. We're going to talk about my column this week on jumping over the fiscal cliff, how serious that really is. We'll talk about that coming up here just shortly. So we're glad you're joining us again. Check out my website again at www.jimbrownusa.com. You'll have some fun doing so. I'll tell you what, I've got to freshen up with some coffee. My voice is a little harsh, so maybe I'll go with some tea this time. You guys do the same thing, and we'll be right back here on Jim Brown's Common Sense. Cushion up, and we're going to talk about the shootings, by the way, here in the next hour. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, stay with us at the top of the hour. We're going to come back and talk to this horrible shooting that took place up in Connecticut, have several guests on, and puts in perspective some of the things that just horrible. We're going to talk about a great deal, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. When I get off the show today, I'm going to hug my kids, and I'm going to hug my grandkids, and thank God I've got some special family attention I can give and not go through the horrible things these poor people. You know, your heart goes out. You want to break down and cry and do whatever you can to help these families. And again, we'll talk about at the top of the hour. We're hearing a lot about this fiscal cliff. Every night we turn on television, we're about to plummet off the fiscal cliff. And you know what? These politicians seem to be reveling. The Democrats and the Republicans, they're on CNN and MSNBC and the nightly news on all the talk radio shows. And they're just bolstering their position about we've got to stand up against the other side. And we're about to plunge off this fiscal cliff, whatever that means. Is there a crisis here that's going to really sidewind us and knock us to our knees economically? Is that true? Well, let's go back to the year 2000. Remember January 1st, 2000? The world was supposed to face business havoc. Remember why? Because of something called Y2K. Y2K was supposed to shut down all the computers and all the electronics because the clock was going to change and it was going to be a disaster. Well, something happened funny on the way to the fiscal doom and gloom. Instead of facing business mayhem like we were told was going to happen,
the private sector as well as the government did some preparation. And when all was said and done, the turn of the century Armageddon became a non-event. Not a thing happened. It was all hype. Now, is there a hype going on right now? It's a little bit more serious right now, but the posturing leads me to believe that this matter could be settled. This fiscal cliff could be avoided. We're facing this day of reckoning, they call the fiscal cliff. And so let's just look a second about what is this new financial apocalypse and who allowed such an economic catastrophe to happen. Well, it all goes back to George Bush. Old George comes up again with a series of problems. He led both Republicans and Democrats along a no-win winding road that has come down to haunt both parties today and haunt the American people today. Bush signed a massive round of tax cuts without having the courage to cut any federal spending. We went to this war in Afghanistan, into Iraq. No increase in spending, but we're going to fight these wars worldwide that has cost us trillions and trillions of dollars. And then we give a tax cut to everybody. Well, you know, you can only go so far about this. You go down this path, and both parties agreed to it. What they did, though, they said on the tax cuts, we'll give a 10-year extension of the Bush tax cut. We'll go for 10 years. And it's going to shut down. That's about what's to happen. Our tax cuts that we have are going to be shut down. All our taxes are going to go up on business, on you and me. That's the dilemma we find ourselves in that today. Well, not to be outdone, President Obama extended these tax cuts with the support of more than a willing Congress, but the new extension is about to expire, so it's time to pay the piper, right? On January the 1st, coming up in 2 weeks, your tax rate will go back up to the rate we were all paying back in 2001, which is a pretty good chunk. And Congress, in their infinite wisdom, has piled on a series of other cuts, along with a tax holiday and a variety of tax credits, all with the same expiration date. So we're kind of got our backs against the wall. Now, I'm not arguing against reasonable tax cuts and needed tax credits. They bring job growth. You and I agree on that. But they come with a price tag, and that tag is called cutting what is being spent. You know, there's supposed to be no free lunch, but neither Bush or Obama seem to agree. Both parties, over the past 12 years, have offered virtually no proposals to reduce government spending to make up for all the tax goodies that each have continued to hand out. Well, what happens if the current Congress just stands by and does nothing? That's when the dreaded sequester, whatever that word means, kicks in. Now, don't be bothered by this confusing word. It simply means that a number of preordained deep spending cuts will take place. Defense and the discretionary domestic spending will each take big hits. The whole idea was to make both sides come to the table months in advance to work out priorities, what reasonable cuts could be made, and what taxes that were in place before 2000 might be reinstated. After all, neither side would stand by and allow the heavy-handed financial shoe to drop, right? Well, maybe that's not so true. Maybe they are willing to do so. Looks like both Republicans and Democrats are playing a game of chicken. So with the present stalemate in place, is it necessary to either find an immediate solution or just prepare for the worst? I would propose neither. Both sides, like I say, seem to be enjoying all the drama this controversy has caused. They're just getting all this media attention, and they're strutting like roosters out there, giving their opinion that we've got to find a way and the other side's the bad guy. The tax increases could be considered under a new Congress after the first of the year. You know, if reduced rates are put into law in a month or so, they could all be made retroactive. Many of these changes were set up to be implemented gradually. A new Congress is going to have plenty of time to adapt, to fine-tune, to change, or even eliminate some of the taxes before they're put into place. So it looks like we're screaming cliff, we're going to fall off of it, when a little reasonable time is involved to try to find a solution. Now, cynics like me believe that their current crisis was designed specifically to hit right after the election by those who passed the buck to begin with. The idea was to create a climate that would place tremendous pressure on the current Congress to make changes in Social Security and Medicare, causing the elderly to demand action. A crying wolf generally gets results, right? The squeaking wheel generally gets results. Well,
What about the, then you've got this psychological impact we better deal with. But let me just say this. The problem is certainly a lot more than noise. There's no doubt about that. But it's important to find the right fix and address a litany of other issues. Why isn't there a current debate over the future of Social Security, the future of Medicare, of Medicaid? What happened to an effort proposed by both parties to give immigrant visas to those with special abilities in science and technology? We're dramatically short of scientists. Oil and gas production is making a huge leap and produces major federal revenue. What's the policy debate over America's energy future not happening? So both parties, instead of looking at the long range of America's future, all they're thinking about is, quote, to get a deal. They just got to get a deal done, right? Just to get us some more time. The country deserves better than this. So my proposal is, Congress, go home. Enjoy your Christmas holidays. Let the new guys start over in 2013. Let the old guys return with some rest and a new sense of vigor. This all could be a molehill rather than the provincial or the proverbial mountain to fall off. Not really a huge, huge problem. And if there's any jumping off the cliff, that ought to be those folks in Washington that confected this mess to begin with. Not you and me. Not you and me. So there's my thoughts on the proverbial fiscal cliff. I think it's a contrived emergency. There are some problems if we don't find some solutions. But there's some solutions out there, and we're not pressed in the next 2 weeks. This can go for a month, 2 months, where some reasonable voices, hopefully, will come in and sit down and find some workable solutions to a whole variety of problems. Now, that's my thoughts on the fiscal cliff. Let me tell you this, by the way, if you want to hear more about the fiscal cliff, go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. You can find a column I wrote about it this past week. And also sign up for a weekly newsletter telling you who's on the show, giving you my new column. You'll have some fun on the site, too. I put up some funny jokes on both parties and some videos. So take a look to check it all out. Again, that website is www.jimbrownusa.com. Take a little pause. I want to come back and talk about caregivers. I'm real concerned about the toll taken on so many caregivers. So many people with serious illnesses, especially our elderly, are staying at home and want to be at home. But the price being paid by the caregivers is just unbelievable with dementia, with so many problems. We'll come back and talk about it. Fresh air of your coffee, back right now.
To Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I told you there at the break, we're going to talk a little bit about caregivers, and this is a tough, tough issue. There was a lengthy story in a number of national publications, I think USA Today, the New York Times, about a new study coming out in California that says that one in six Californians have someone at home they're caring for. They are caregivers. It could be someone with a serious illness. It could be someone who has cancer or any other life-threatening disease. Alzheimer's more and more is a growing problem for caregivers who have their loved ones at home. And the article is a very poignant article that talks about the toll on caregivers. Let me read you just one little paragraph here. It says, caregiving can be immensely rewarding, driven by love and dedication. It is also exhaustive, expensive, and poorly supported by a medical system that delivers life-prolonged miracles but little help for loving care at home in life's fragile years. Caregiving bankrupts families, isolates loving spouses, delays retirement, or forces us to pass up promotions. It is an all-consuming act when you become a caregiver. And we found that true in so many instances. And the California study, and we've got our list of several stations out in California that are listening to this show that know what I'm talking about. But this number, one in six, the study said, basically reflects what's going on all over America, to where more and more patients with serious problems are not in the hospital anymore. They are being cared for at home. Often it's because of the expense. They just don't have the money. There's no Medicare. The limit has been reached, or there's no other basic insurance to cover the person. So the family has no choice but to take care of the loved one at home. But the caregiver pays a heck of a price. I mean, I believe I saw a figure where in the area of that we're talking about in terms of Alzheimer's, that 50% of the caregivers do not outlive the person they're caring for. And one of the reasons is that they are caring for, that the caregiver is under such an emotional state, never leaves the house, worried to leave the house because of the loved one, has no social life or outside interests, just has gotten worn down physically, and they pass away before the person they're caring for does. That's a chilling, disturbing fact there, quite frankly.
And so, and I'll tell you, if you've listened to this show before, every now and then we have our old friend Barry Peterson on the phone. Barry is a fascinating guy, and really I need to get him on after the first of the year. Barry's a CBS News correspondent, and he openly has shared his experience in being a caregiver. Barry had a delightful, lovely, blonde-headed wife, still does. Her name is Jan. She was working with CBS News, too. They met at CBS News, fell in love, and got married. And when she was 40, Jan, Barry Peterson's wife, began experiencing memory lapses. Then, when she was about 55, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And by the fall of 2007, she could not be left alone, and Barry Peterson had to hire a live-in caregiver. Well, the caregiver urged Peterson to care for himself, or he wouldn't be he'd be unable to care for Jan. And Peterson wrote a marvelous book. If anybody out there is touched in any way with Alzheimer's, I would urge you to read this book. I'll put it up on my website this afternoon. It's called Jan's Story, Love and Early Onset Alzheimer's. Jan's Story, Love and Early Onset of Alzheimer's. And you can just Google the name Barry Peterson, or just CBS News correspondent dash Alzheimer's and get it if you want to run it down. Marvelous book that shows you all the pressures, the tensions, the worry, the trauma that he went through in dealing with the woman that he loved. And so, he's very open about it, completely honest, doesn't hold any of his concerns back, said at times it just tore him apart. At times he was frustrated. He said, I had no other life. And then he talks about this. His mother-in-law came to see him one day and said, Barry, you've got to have some companionship. And he said, well, what do you mean it's companionship? I'm married to Jan. I want to be with her till for the rest of our lives. He said, it's not fair to you. You need someone to share and talk to and go to dinner with and just have male or female. But you probably have a female companion. And I've talked to the rest of the family. We understand. We are not opposed to this. We are supportive of this. So at first protesting, eventually Barry, I think, found someone. He lives out in Denver, in the Denver area. And he didn't divorce Jan and marry this other woman, but they became a family. The wife, the friend, the girlfriend, came on as a teen. They both would go visit Jan. She did not knew who either one of them was. Didn't know who either one of them was. But he still regularly, several times a week, went to visit her. When he was on assignment outside of the country, his girlfriend would go visit her, too. Actually, she said she was visiting as much or more than Barry was. And there was a relationship where they could talk to Jan. She didn't know who they were. But anyway, just a marvelous, heartwarming, deeply concerning story about being a caregiver and losing a loved one to Alzheimer's. So, again, I'd urge you to get that. I'll put the book on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Again, it's Jan's Story. The author's Barry Peterson. Just put in CBS News reporter Alzheimer's, and Barry Peterson's name will come up. Such a poignant story. Anyway, I just want to share that with you because there's a very lengthy story in most of the Sunday's papers today, actually, if you check around the country in your paper. If not, it's called, it was published in the San Jose Mercury News, At Home, Caregivers Faced with Challenges and Sacrifice. And my heart goes out to those who take care of a loved one for whatever reason. You know, often it's financial, but in many instances it's because the loved one, the caregiver, wants to spend the waning years of their lives with the person they love. And they know that the person isn't responding. Maybe they are. Maybe they're responding mentally, but physically they're just unable to take care of themselves. I keep my family business private, but I will share with you that I lost my brother just about 10 days ago. My brother was basically under care. He could not function himself in any way. He was awake. We could talk. He was located about 200 miles away from me. And so I would at least once a week drive up there and spend the day with him. We'd talk. It was a strain for him, but up until the final month, he was fairly active in communicating, but his body just was completely coming to an end. Kidneys weren't functioning, was on dialysis, his liver, he'd had a liver transplant, and that kind of caused the problem, kind of a domino effect, one thing after another, and the domino effect just caught up because everything kept breaking down. It took oxygen to breathe, dialysis every single day, 4 hours a day. His liver was basically inoperative, and so as a consequence, we knew he was winding down. But we were all there to the end, and it took a tremendous toll on his wife and his family. They were there to do that. It never entered their mind that this was not their primary function. But again, it is a growing problem in America because of the finances. And I gave a huge lecture about the fiscal cliff in this last segment about cutting back and cutting back. But then you've got these heart-pulling stories involving the caregiver, and the caregiver needs help. It's certainly a lot less expensive to have the caregiver in the home and the patient in the home. But that caregiver often needs a nurse to come by a couple of times a week and help out. And often there is not the financial resources to do that. Often Medicare does not take care of that, or Medicaid. And so you have no choice, either put the person in a home and be a ward of the state, or try to do it yourself at home. My hat goes off to those caregivers who take care of their loved one at home, who give them the attention, who basically devote their life to taking care of someone they love. And I've had a number of caregivers tell me, but look, this is not a sacrifice. We spent some of the greatest years of our lives with our partner, with our best friend, with our partner, with the parent who is the father or mother of our children. So there was so much joy brought in our lives. This is not a sacrifice. I'm just giving back for all the joy I've had up till now. And that's a great healthy attitude to have. The only thing I caution is that the caregivers got to take care of themselves, right? You got to take care of yourselves. And if you don't take care of yourself, then you're just not going to be effective as a caregiver. My heart goes out. God bless you if you're caring for a loved one like this and the tremendous responsibility you take on. I hope there's joy for you. And our prayers go with all the caregivers throughout this country. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can read about this. I'll put that book of Barry Peterson on that website. And you can email me, find out a lot of information about our show. Hey, freshen up your coffee right there, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWHEY.com.